What about if you cut the hay off some land and enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again? Did you ever hear a special term for that?
Yes, second cutting and third cuttings.
What about a way of keeping hay outside? If you don't want to put it in the barn, how can you leave it outside?
Well, you can put it in underground silos. Which are used, or you can store it in bunch it together.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when you bunch it together? Do you ever hear of a hay mow or haystack?
Haystack.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
What about the underground silo? I've never heard of that.
That's the way they store sometimes hay. They make these silos underground where they might be 10 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, but they're not. Feedlots use them a lot, but they're not hay. They store their cuttings in there, but they don't bale it. They just, it's in loose form, and then they fill them up, and then they put dirt over. But when it rains, it just goes right through them, and the water goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And feedlots used to, I don't know if they used to use them, I know. I don't know if they still, most of the modern feedlots, I would imagine, would not use them unless they have an overabundance, they don't have enough storage.
Mm-hmm. What about storing corn? Where would that be kept?
In the silos.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a corn barn or corn crib?
No.
And a place for grain?
In silos. All the grain would be stored in silos.
What about granary or granary? Did you ever hear of that?
No. Would it be like grain? I mean,
I think they have them up further north. A granary or granary is a special building for grain.
Yeah, no, since we don't have them out here, no. And if I go up north, I would call them silos.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I would use, the term I would use.
Mm-hmm. What about the cows? What shelters do they have?
You're talking about the dairy barns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we call them dairy barns, but we don't have any dairy cattle here, but we don't have any... We don't shelter our cattle here.
There's no shelter?
No shelter at all, no.
Did you ever, a lot of these things I'm going to ask you are more related to small farming than ranches here, but did you ever hear of in a small farm, where you turn the animals out to graze would be called a...
Pasture.
Or
a tramp. I mean,
pasture of what?
Well, or a trap, but see, this is down here because our traps are a lot smaller. When we want to keep our animals concentrated, we put them in a trap. Say the trap maybe consists of 600 acres, and the pasture would probably consist of 4,000 or 5,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. You use the term pasture?
Yeah.
A trap is about 600 acres?
Yeah, it depends. It varies with actually what you do. Let's go back to this. The ranches here are big, so the pastures are maybe 3,000 or 4,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So when they gather those cattle, you can't gather them in one day. It might take you 2 or 3 days. It depends how much brush you have, or 4 or 5 days, and how big your pastures are. So actually what you're doing is putting them in traps so they can feed there in a concentrated place. And when you get through gathering all the cattle out of the pasture, that you get all the cattle out of the pasture, they're all in the trap. Then from the trap, since it's a lot smaller, in a couple of hours you put them all in the pens to start in the corral to start working the cattle.
What size are the pens?
Well, we call them, you can have big pens and small pens, and they'll handle, you know, from say 100 head of cattle to up in the thousands. I usually the biggest pens we've had to handle maybe 800 head of cattle.
How many acres would the
pens be? That would be about 10,000 acres. Now, when we talk about cattle down here... Excuse me, how many acres it would be?
How many acres the pen would be?
Oh, probably just a quarter of an acre.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't take much room to handle all those cattle.